going to give them 80% of the day.
So, all right, let's do a brief review as to where we're holding in the middle of what many people find is a rather esoteric sugya. We're talking about the din of a Tmurat Pesach. Now, Tmurat Pesach, the Mishnah said, is a unique halacha. Tmurat Pesach sometimes is kreva, sometimes it's ain't a kreva. Rabbi Yeshua said that's what I was mekabel. I don't know how to explain it. Rabbi Akiva made it dependent in the din of basically the equivalence of a type of Moser Pesach, which just like a Moser Pesach, it depends if it was emet bifanecha. You had two animals that you had set aside. So if it's emet bifanecha at the time of Shechita, which is a machlokes in the Gemara, whether that means the time of Shechita, meaning after Chatzos, or the time of physical Shechita. But if it's emet bifanecha at the time of Shechita, and you choose one above the other, your dovka, the one that was originally a Korban Pesach, then you are basically being derched via daim, and it's not Korav Shlom. The same thing would be true, said Rabbi Akiva, when it comes to Tmura. Ask the Gemara, what's the point? I mean, if it's just the same halacha, why mention a Tmura? Says the Gemara, because it's coming to tell me a Chiddush that there is such things as Tmura as Pesach that you can be derched. You would have thought that Tmura is not the thing that's aimed itself for Pesach, so therefore what's the dechiyah that's shared by the Tmura? The Tmura was lechatchila set aside to bring as a shlamim, just like any Tmura as Pesach. Kamash malam that there is a Tmura as Pesach that isn't brought. That's what we said was the point in the Mishnah. Now, we ended up discussing yesterday a number of variations, some of which we proved to be not true. But a number of variations as to when, and it's important to get this straight today, because otherwise we can't continue, as to when precisely we're talking about the Tmura that cannot be Karev. Does it mean, first of all, we have the Machlokas Rav and Rebbe Zera? In order to be Deicha something, be a daim, it has to be Emet Bifanecha in its Kviyut as a Korban Pesach. What is that Kviyut? Taina is Rava, the Kviyut is the actual Shechita, if it's there, and you could have been Shechted, and now you don't Shechted, you choose the other one above it, you're being Deicha B'Yadayim. If you're Deicha B'Yadayim, again, Rashi seems to be learning, Tosfos understands that Rashi is mashma that he holds that the Tmura itself would have been brought as a Korban Pesach if you had chosen, which is a big Kiddush, but fine. Could be, says Tosfos, doesn't mean literally brought, but that it's a reflection of the Kedushas Korban Pesach, which is shayach to be brought in terms of the theory of Korban Pesach. So if it's there at a time in which it's roi for Shechita, you didn't check it, you chose the other one, your matzah b'yadayim, it itself is not brought as a shlamim, instead you wait till it gets a mum, and then you go and sell it, and you bring with the money a Korban shlamim. Rabbi Zera says, no. In order for something to be nitche, it isn't just a question of its being there. It's a question of its being there at the time of the Chiyuv was chal. If it is not around at the time of Chatzos, and it's only made into a Tmura after Chatzos, so then that means it wasn't the Kavua to be the Korban Pesach. That which was Kavua to be the Korban Pesach, the Chatzila, was the other Korban. Therefore, it's not considered to be a dichui b'yadayim if it didn't exist at Chatzos. So even though it says in the Mishnah, says Rabbi Zeir, even though it says in the Mishnah, b'shashchita or shalom b'shashchita, what it really is referring to is not the shas physical shchita, but Chatzos, which is the zman that shayach the shchita. Those were the two approaches that we had yesterday. Furthermore, we had another discussion, which was, is the din of Acha Chatzos or Acha Shechita, is that a din that is said about the korban upon which the Tmura was made? Or was it said directly on the Tmura itself? In other words, suppose the Tmura was made on a korban that was Nitche. But the Tmura itself wasn't Nitche. The Tmura itself was made Li'acha Chatzos. Or the Tmura itself was made Li'acha Shechita. putting on the sheet. So then, would the Tmura be Karev Shlamim, since the Tmura was never Nitcha? Or do we say that since the Tmura was based on a carbon, that itself was Dachui? Therefore, the Kedusha of this Tmura is Nitcha. Lamaisa, we ended up asking a Tiyufta on the second Lashon of Rabbah that proved that it's not Karev under those circumstances.
As a Shlamim.
Yes, you have to sell it. That's considered to be dachui. It's ultimately its value is karev, but it itself isn't karev as a shalom. That was the rather esoteric element of Tmuras Pesach that we had yesterday.
Basically, so the Tmura is not dachui, but it's still sold anyways.
Yes, because it's based on a kedusha dachuiyah. Even though it itself wasn't present at the time of the dachui. But since when I made it at Tmura, I was transferring to it the Kedusha of a carbon that had been pushed aside, so the Tmura itself becomes pushed aside.
So practically it has the same consequence as if,
it had been made.
From the beginning.
Right. Which was the first Lashon of Rava, and which we proved to be correct from the Diak and the Brayta that Abaye made yesterday. Okay. Hopefully now that that is clear. Oh! Now we're back to a financially sustainable solution.
But it was offered after age 15, so it's probably...
The question is it the Zman of the Daf Yomi, or is it the Zman of Shayach to Daf Yomi? So, okay, now that we have this absolutely clear, the Gemara is about to embark on a fascinating journey. Let me just point out a little bit of the overall structure of this journey. We find in a very special area that Pesach and Chatas have similar halachas. What is that? That the only thing that becomes posel shaloi l'shma, or according to Rebbe Eliezer, even if you shechted something for it, the thing that you shechted being shaloi l'shma, because it was for a Chatas or for a Pesach, unique among all the karbanas, a shinui bailim on a chatas and a pesach actually passes. By other karbanas, we say it's kosher karban, but lo alula bailim b'shem chovas, you weren't yotzei your neder, and so on and so forth. What the Gemara is about to do is make a fascinating comparison between the dinim of tmura b'chatas and the dinim of tmura of a pesach. Now, we need to know that when it comes to chatas, we have unique dinim for tmura. Why is that? Because, again, I'm sure you recall back from tmura, that there's a special halacha l'moshe misinai by korban chatas, which is called chamesh chataot metot. As opposed to any other case, in five circumstances, which of course when we break them up become 139, but in five essential circumstances, you have a din that a chatas has to die. It has to die means you put it into a kippah and you don't feed it and it dies. What are those cases? So the first cases are cases that is not directly what we've been talking about. So you have a chatas where the bailim was mischapra b'acheres. You have a chatas which was of Rosh Hashanah. You'll notice that all these things apply to Shlomo. You have a chatas shemesu ba'alea. You have a tumuras chatas. All of those are shayach by Pesach. Right? There's one case that isn't shayach by Pesach, and that's the fifth of the chomesh chatas hamesus, which is vlad chatas. The reason it's not shayach by Pesach is because we don't yet have evidence that males have children. Since Pesach has to be a zohar, we don't have a case similar to that with a carbon pesach, but anything else, we have a similar case. Now, the case over here by the Schapru Ba'alei Ba'acheres is exactly the case that we've been talking about in our Mishnah. Therefore, we want to make a comparison between the dinim of Chatot HaMetot and the dinim of Pesach. Now, there's no such thing as a Pesach HaMeta, however, we have a simon of a similarity between the cases. Why are we doing this? Again, because once you break up the din of mischapra b'acheres, you recognize it depends when, it depends whether the other one was available at the time, it depends whether it was also lost, or whether it was there in front of you but you couldn't get to it, and so on and so forth. Which is very similar to the machlokes that we had yesterday about what point is the tmura or the Pesach into a Deicha B'Yadayim, at what point is it brought itself for Shlomim? At what point is it Reya? By Chatos, we also find different points. At certain points, it's a Chatos HaMezos, which the equivalent case by a Pesach would be that it would be brought as a Shlomim. It's no such thing as a Pesach HaMezos. But a Pesach that is Nidcha, the way the Chatos that's Mesa is Nidcha, is brought as a Shlomim. There's other cases where the Chatos... No, no. Which Baal is Mesa? Come late. You're a bad kid today. We had a beautiful introduction. I tried waiting. Sabajats kept pushing. I wanted you so much to be here. I need your cell phone number to make sure that we'll... I'm sure it wasn't your fault. Yeah. So what are you saying? Which case? No, Chatos HaMesos is a local Meshmishina. Chatos HaMesu Ba'alea has an equivalent case, but it's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, what were the cases that we talked about? Tumuras Pesach. But we talked about a Tumuras Pesach depending when. So it wasn't just a Tumura, it was a Tumura that was Nidcha. Same thing, we'll find that there's a case by Chatos that reflects the dinim of Pesach too. Right? It isn't the case of Tumuras Chatos, even though we're learning out the case of Tumuras Shlomim, Tumuras Pesach, we're comparing it to Chatos. But we'll see that the case that is similar, where we can juggle around the information, the same way we juggled it here between Rav and Rabbi Zeir and the two Lashonis and Rava, is a case in Chatos where we need to determine at what point the carbon was available as an alternative and at what point it was Nidcha B'Yadayim. That case turns out to be where you had a Chatos that was Avuda. You went ahead and said, oh, my Chatos is lost. You went ahead and were mafresh another Chatos. And then you were Nischaper with that Chatos. So now you, and then you find the other one, or you find the other one before. That's very similar to the case in the Mishnah here, where was the other Pesach available, whether it was the substitute or whether it was the Tumura, was it available at the time that you shechted, or at the time that is Roy for Shechita? That's why we want to make the comparison. Okay, so is it a strict comparison in any way? First of all, we're not comparing Tumura's Pesach to Tumura's Chatos. We're comparing Tumura's Pesach in the case of Chatos and Schapu Balei HaBakeres, which was Avuda. But that's because Rabbi Akiva actually compared. The only case of Tumuras Pesach that we have where we have any interesting information is that case. So that's not such a pella. But in a deeper sense, it's not a true comparison because there's no real relationship between the Bidinim at all. In other words, what defines the nature of Besa by Chatos is not the same thing that defines the nature of Karav Shlomim or of Raya by Pesach. So what we're doing is an extremely loose comparison, which Rashi says is only a simon. It's not meant to be taken as a logical comparison, even though there are elements that are similar, but sometimes they tend in different directions. And therefore, it wouldn't be good to try to make a rational comparison between the two. But let's see if we can come up with at least a simon. So we're up to Amar Shmuel, which was one-fifth of the way down. Amar Shmuel. Kol shebechatat meita bepesach karav shlomi. I have a simon like this. When you go through the chataot hametot, then you should know that whatever would be a chatat hameita b'halokha l'mashmi Sinai, when it comes to a carbon Pesach, there's no such halacha. But the equivalent case by a carbon Pesach would be that I bring the Pesach as a shlomim. So the truth is, four out of the five of chatot hametot, that is indeed the halacha. So if you have a Pesach shenit abra shenata, so it's brought shlomim. We have the case of the Pesach that was meita ba'ala. We have we'll see cases of Motar Pesach. Obviously, we don't have Vlad Chatos. And we have our case of Tumuras Pesach, which is brought as a Shlomim, and we have this similar case in Tumuras Chatos, or in the case upon which Rabbi Akiva yesterday based Tumuras Chatos, which is the Pesach Shenischapru Ba'alei HaBakeres, so to speak. I brought a different carbon Pesach, when I found this one.
No,
only chatas is mesa of all the korbanos. Kol shebechatas mesa the pesachar of shlomim. Kol shebechatas roya. Now we'll see that there may be cases in which the chatas, the case, the din of the halakha l'mashmishah doesn't kick in. We'll see where that is. And there the chatas is put out the pasture till it gets a mum. Once it gets a mum, we sell it. And then, according to Rashi, the famous drosh of Yehoyada Kohen kicks in which that money is then used to purchase nedaveis, in which the Kohanim benefit from the oros. And according to Tosus says this is not an example of Yehoyada Kohen. In this case, you would bring another chatas with the money of this chatas. Fine. Okay, but that's a side issue. Rabbi, so this is Shmuel's. This is Shmuel's time. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, there's only one case whereby a Pesach, you would bring it as a shlomim that we could compare to chatas, because a Pesach is always roya unless it's nimtza acher shchita. Avol kedem shchita lo. If I find the carbon Pesach, again, referring to the case in the Mishnah that the Akiva was talking about yesterday. If I find the Korban Pesach before Shchita, then I'm Deichet B'Yadayim, and therefore the Pesach is not brought as a Shlom. All he's saying is what Rabbi Akiva is saying, with, gentlemen, with the additional explanation of Rava. Because he's stressing that it depends on the act of Shchita. Which is mashma that Shmuel does not hold to that. Shmuel holds that it depends on its being avuda the chatzos, as we'll see. Or chato, I didn't know you. They were not a non-shak for me. Now, at this moment, what Shmuel says is very esoteric. What Rabbi Yochanan says is very clear. Rabbi Yochanan simply is saying the Mishnah, I'll leave it a rabbi. How Shmuel differs from Rabbi Yochanan is not 100% clear. It certainly sounds as if at least one of the things that he differs from Rabbi Yochanan is that he holds it's not the act of Shechita that's Keveya, it's rather the time of Shechita that's Keveya. Because the very fact that Rabbi Yochanan stresses Shechita, Mashmaut is that Shmuel is not stressing Shechita. Maskifla Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asks on Shmuel, you call that a klal? That kol shebechatas mesa, that by Pesach is kar shlomi, but a chatas that is roya, that then by the Pesach it's also roya. How do you explain then the fact that a chatas, she'avra shenata, a chatas that is too old now to be kar b'chatas, it's now in its second year, and it has to be ben shenata, the same way that a Korban Pesach has to be ben shnata. The din is, now, this din doesn't sound right, because it says on here, Deloria Asma, it is set out the pasture. The reason this doesn't sound right is because one of the five Chatos HaNesos is a Chatos HaVar Shanasa. However, Gemara Timura asks the son Reish Lakish and explains that the only time we say that HaVar Shanasa is Mesa, is if it was of Rosh Hanasa and also lost. So that the case of Rosh Hanasa is a variant of Chatash Avda. And we'll see that the case of Avuda circulates among the Chatos HaMesos, depending on the sheet. In other words, what sounds like a simple case is not so simple. Because there's also, and that we already saw that in our Mishnah. What sounded like a Temura Shlom Pesach, which was very straightforward, but which turned out to have variations, which Rabbi Yeshua says, I didn't understand those variations, came along Rabbi Akiva to define it in terms of when was it found. And that's one of the issues, it found before Shechita, it found before Chatzos, correct? In terms of the Dechia. In Meseches Temura, Reish Lakish's halacha is explained, as being an insight into the nature of Chata Shavar Shnasa. If the Chata Shavar Shnasa is standing here in front of us, then it's not Mesa. Why? Because Amrit Shemem Lakish, Chata Shavar Shnasa, Ro'ino Takiro Meres Bebe Takvarot. There's nothing that is similar to a Chatat HaMeita here. You have something that's preventing you from getting to it. If you have a Chatas that's in front of you, there's nothing wrong with it, you just can't reach it. Why? Because the Kohen can't go into the Beis HaKodesh to take it. So over there, there's no Dechiyah of the Chatas. Because I see it. It's unavailable because of side issues. Says Reish Lakish, the Avra Shnasa is a side issue. The Halakha Lamed Shmi Sinai never meant that Stam, if it's Avra Shnasa and you didn't use it, that then it's considered to be Mesa. It's only if it was Avra Shnasa and Avudah, and then you went ahead and found it after Kapora, then there would be a problem if it's being a Chatas HaMeisa. We'll worry about that in tomorrow.
Is he arguing that it's not Halakha Lamed Shmi Sinai?
Correct. There's no Halakha Lamed Shmi Sinai.
Impossible.
Oh, but no, then I find it. If it was Dochli, because it was lost as well, then it's dead. Then it's Mesa. But if it was in front of me, and the only thing that prevented me from getting it is the fact that it's Avra Shnasa, then that's not called similar to a case of Chatos HaMeisa. It would be Roya. Now, an equivalent case by a Karban Pesach, what's the halacha? Straight out, any carbon Pesach that is too old, what's the din? It's brought as a shomer. We just had that beferish. That was the drosha of in kesef, right? That we learned yesterday. There was no discussion of this issue. In an equivalent case of a carbon Pesach, no matter what the siva, no matter what, I mean the circumstances, if the Pesach is too old to be brought, it simply is brought as a shlom. So how could Shmuel take, it's the most obvious thing in the world, that Shmuel's wrong? He's making a simon of something which breaks down as soon as you look at it. What?
Shlomim has no age limit?
No age limit. The Omer, so how do we know that? The Tanya, the Brisa we had yesterday, Kesev, L'rabot, Etapesach, La'alya, Kishu Omer, Im Kesev, L'rabot, Etapesach, She'avrad, Shnato, or any Shlamim that are Boim Machwas Pesach, the Kol Mitzvot Shlamim. Namely, they require Smicha, Nesochim, Truvas, Chazav, Shov, besides the actual Zrikas Adam, like Shlamim, and so on, right? Shomer im Eis, which we learned yesterday, Yivsika Inyan. Over there, the im comes to tell me that Eis is an alternative, and there's no din of Aliyah by Eis, because otherwise I would have just added the dinim of Keves to Eis. Okay, but meanwhile, what's important to us here in this discussion is what is the din of a Pesach Rav Shnasai without any variation? It's always brought as a Shlomo. So how does Shmuel explain that? Omar Lei. But you misunderstand the whole thing. Shmuel was talking all, but he was making one comparison to Chatas. He was saying, look at our Mishnah. The Mishnah was talking about a Pesach that was Nimtza, right? So it was lost and it was found. Shmuel is only comparing the single case in Chatas, which is where the violin used another carbon to be mischaper, where over there it depends on the circumstances of what had happened to the first one, which is that it was avud. And he's saying in the case, which is nitan to compare, the case of avud, whatever defines the case of avud by chatas to be a roya instead of a mesa, would also, coincidentally, for other reasons, define the case by Pesach to be Raya. If the Pekatas is Mesa, then the Pesach is Karav Shlomi. He wasn't talking about Dechuyim from other Sibot, such as Avra Shanasa. That was not what he was referring to, Bichlal. He wasn't making a comparison of all of the Chataot Ametot. Yes, the Gemara. And okay, fine. Let's say it's Avra. It also doesn't make sense. Ravan be mashkachas lo. How about, according to the Rabbanan, Harei avudu b'shat hafrasha l'Rabbanan. We have a machlokas in Temura where somebody was mafresh chatas and it was lost. And now I go ahead and I mafresh another chatas. So at the time that it was mafresh the other chatas, the original chatas had been avud. So I had no choice. I had to be mafresh another one, right? So hifresh chatato va'avda. So I make my korma chatas. My korma chatas is lost. I don't know what to do. I go ahead and I mafresh another chatas. Now I find the first chatas. Nimtzet harishona. Vareshtehen omdot. What do I do? I could choose either one. Achat mehem tikarev. Vishniya tamut. Divrei Rebbe. So Rebbe holds, if you choose one over the other one, so then the one that you didn't choose, that one you pushed away, and now it has a din of Misa. Whereas the Chachamim say, no such chatas as a chatas ha-Misa. Ein chatat mitala shenimtzeit le'achar shenitchafru ha-Bali. I don't care when you found it, at what point, and whether you were dochet, not dochet. The only time that a chatas is Misa. Again, here it's the opposite of Pesach, so don't consider the logic of it over there. It depends what the halacha l'meishu misinai was. But when the halacha l'meishu misinai was kaveya, that a chatas that nischapru v'alim ba'acheres, it meant a chatas that had disappeared. In the interim, the v'alim was nischapru ba'acheres. Now I find the first one, that chatas is meisa. But under any other circumstances, the chatas, if it was found before v'alim were nischapru ba'acheres, would be in fact roya. So in that case, hakodim shenischapru v'alim would be roya. But the problem is that by a korban pesach, the exact same case would be what? Roya or korav shlomi? Would be korav shlomi. That was the case in the Mishnah. Hare pesach heichad yovad v'nimtza achar chatzot. Let's say by a korban pesach, that I found this korban pesach after chatzot, if you hold of Rabbi Zeira. According to Rabbi Zeira, what defines the finding the pesach that is kaveya, it is a korban pesach, in which if I shech the other one, I'm doichet biyadai? Chatzos. But if I find it liyacher chatzos, then even if I find it before Shkita, and I'm doichet biyadai, kainim Shkita, what's the din? It's korev shlomim. Gentlemen, it's essential to remember the previous sugya, which is why I reviewed it. According to Rabbi Zeira, what is keveya is the zman of chatzos. If I find the pesach after chatzos, then even any time before Shkita, even though I find it before Shkita, doesn't make any difference. I go ahead and check the other one. That's not called being deicha pesach biyadayim, because what's keveya is a pesach, chatzos is keveya is a pesach. Correct? So that means, assuming that Shmuel holds of Rabbi Zeira, and we already saw a very strong indication in the Ultra Rebbe Zeir, because Rabbi Yochanan, who argues on Shmuel, seems to be saying, I don't know the Rebbe Zeir. It's master that that's what they're arguing about. But fine, we'll talk about that at an Ahmed Beis. But assuming that Shmuel holds the Rebbe Zeir, Shmuel Simon already broke down. Because when it comes, I'm assuming he holds like a Rabbanan. So when it comes to a Chatas, the only time a Chatas or a Mesa, which according to Shmuel is the only time a Pesach is carved Shlamim, the only time a chatas amesa is if I found the korban chatas after the kapora of the other one had already taken place. Mashein kein a korban pesach. If I find the korban pesach before shkita, what's the din? It's still brought as a shlomi. But in the equivalent case in a chatas, where I find the chatas before I shech the other chatas, the chatas is raya. And Shmuel said that if a chatas is raya, then the pesach is raya. So what sense can we make of Shmuel Simon? I don't care how you try to make it work out. It doesn't even work out for Kitzav Obud.
Can't be destroyed, but you still bring it to something. It's just,
But his whole simon was to define whether it's brought itself or whether it's brought
under as
its money. Now, obviously, one thing that we could have said at this moment is, well, maybe Shmuel doesn't own the Rebbezer. So that in Ochinami, at any point that the Chatas is found, at any point that the Pesach is found, the Shechita will always be Matre, and therefore it's a very good sin. Just like by a Chatas, as long as it's found before the Bialim of this Chaper, is not a Chatas HaMesa, it's a Chatas that's Roya, so too a Korban Pesach that was found before I Shechted the Pesach, at any point, is not a Pesach that's Korav Shlomi, it's a Pesach that I was Deicha, and it has to be Roya, and then we use its money for Shlomi. That would be a great answer. The truth is, the Gemara and Amud Beis is going to try that answer. But right now we have two possibilities. Either we can argue that Shmuel Siman makes sense on Liba de Rebbe Zera by changing what he holds by Korban Pesach, or we could say Shmuel makes sense by changing what he holds by Chatas. Our first approach is going to say that Shmuel holds otherwise by Chatas, not like the Rabbanan who say that Chatas in that case would be Raya. He doesn't hold that the Chatas in that case would be Raya, and that's why his Siman makes sense. On Amud Beis, we'll take the opposite approach. Let's change what he holds by Pesach. But those are the only two options. We're going to have to change one or the other because the siman is broken down. Answers the Gemara. Well, Shmuel doesn't hold of the Rabbanan. Shmuel doesn't hold that the only case of the Chatas that would be a Chatas HaMesa is if it was lost at the time that the Bialim was the Schaper v'Acharis. Shmuel holds like Rebbe. The Yomar Avud Alamisa Azla. He holds like Rebbe. Rebbe says, I don't care when it is you found it. It's irrelevant to me. It's always going to be Avud. I mean, any case of Avud is always going to be a Chatas HaMesa. Ah, but it still doesn't work. Because according to Rebbe, whenever it's Avuda, it's Mesa. But according by Korban Pesach, I don't care who you hold like. I don't care if you hold like Rebbe Zera, I don't care if you hold like Rava, but it certainly is not true that every Avuda is Mesa. Because, I mean, Lamaisa by a Pesach, let's say if it was Avuda Kedem Chatzos, and now I find it before Chatzos, everybody is Mesa. That at that point is Raya. And according to, so then who breaks down on the other end? If Shmuel is saying, whenever a Chatas is Mesa, then by a Korban Pesach, it's brought as a Shlomim, Rebbe holds that it wouldn't matter what point at all this thing was lost and what point it was found, it's always going to be a Chatas on Mesa. In which case, by Pesach, it also should be true that no matter what point it's lost and what point it's found, it's always going to be Korav Shlomi. But nobody holds that. Because the Mishnah says, Beferish, that that's not true. The only machlokas, Rav and Rabbi Zera, is whether it's Shashvita or whether it's Chatzos. But certainly, if the Korban Pesach was found before Chatzos, and now I go ahead and I check the other one, the Mishnah said, Beferish, that by the Korban Pesach, it is not brought as a Shlomi. Because I was Deichet B'Yadayim, and therefore it has to be Raya. So how could Shmuel say, I hold like Rebbe, and any Chatas HaMesa that was Avud in the equivalent case of Pesach will be Makrif Shlomi? Not true. So no matter where we go, Shmuel breaks down. No matter how we try to understand Shmuel, he doesn't give us a good simon. So in the case of Pesach, even if you hold a Rebbe Zera, if you find the Korban Pesach before Chatzos, if it's Nimtza Kedem Chatzos, and then I go ahead and check, what's the halacha? Raya, not Shlomi. Answers the Gemara, didn't I just tell you that Shmuel's comparison was to cases of Avud? Well, Avod before Chatzos and found before Chatzos is not Avod. Avod means Avod during the time in which it's possible to be makrivit. The equivalent case by a Chatzos would be, it was Avod in the middle of the night. I can't be makriv a Chatzos in the middle of the night. In that case, Rebbe didn't say that if it's Avod in the middle of the night, that it's Meisa. Even Rebbe agrees that's not called Avod. And therefore, what are you asking from a case where it was Avod Kanim Chatzos? That's the equivalent of a case of Avod Bakatas in the middle of the night. A carbon Pesach before Chatzos is not a carbon Pesach yet. So therefore, since I made a point of telling you, don't ask me from other cases of Dikuyim. When you ask me from a case of Avod Kanim Chatzos, you're asking me from other cases of Dikuyim. I said to you, and you weren't listening, I've said Shmuel's discussing cases of Avod. This is technically not a case of Avod. Therefore, says the Gemara, that case, Kedem Chatzos, Lav Avodu, Kedarava, Yomar Rava, Avedat, Laila, Lav Shma, Avedat. If something is lost, the Karban Chatzos, that's not called Avod. So if I went ahead and was Mafrish, Acheres Takteha, because it was lost in the middle of the night, that's not how I like Lemisa, even I'll leave it already. Because it's not Avod.
Which night?
The night before I could bring my Karban Chatzos, any night. I could bring my Chatzos any morning, and I can't bring my Chatzos any night time. I was planning on bringing my Chatzos in the morning, I come to Yerushalayim, I open up my trailer, and my Chatzos is gone. So I go ahead and I'm out for another Chatzos. That's not called Avod. If I find that Chatzos now, then even Rebbe is made that the Chatzos isn't Mesa. If I choose the other one. Because in the nighttime I can't bring the Chatzos, therefore it's not considered to be Ovid B'Shas Hakrov. It has to be Ovid at a time that's Roy for it to be Korav as a Chatzos. So that case, according to Rebbe, would also be a case of Roya. Aveda's Lila Lav Shema Aveda. So wait a second. So now, so then there's no such case. Azraya? Because this, you're telling me, listen to what you're saying. Shmuel makes a grand simon. What's his grand simon? In cases of Avod, and only in cases of Avod, it depends what the din would be by the Karban Chatzos. If the din would be by a Karban Chatzos, the Avod Raya, then the Pesach is Raya. If the din is a Karban Chatzos is Mesa, then the Pesach would be Shlomi. And of course, I'm saying this, I'll leave it to Rebbe. Thank you very much, Shmuel. According to Rebbe, there's no such case. You're telling me, if it was in the middle of the night and it's Raya, yeah, but that's not called Avod. If it's in the day, it's always Mesas. There's no case of Raya. So, what's your simon? You give me a simon that doesn't exist. You can't have it both ways. You can't say, I'm only talking about Avod in the middle of the night. It's not called Avod. Before God says it's not called Avod. But I'm only talking about Rebbe. And there's a case of Raya. Okay, tell me, what's the case? Give me a case according to Rebbe, where it's technically considered to be Avod, but where it's Raya. I thought Rebbe said, Kol Chatzos that's Avuda is Mesa. So where's the Simon? I mean, this is unbelievable. No matter where you look, there's something wrong with the way Shmuel gave us his Simon. So Ela L'Raya, Raya L'Rebbe Hechemesh Kachas Law. Where in the world is there a case, according to Rebbe, that a Chatzos is Raya? I'll tell you, there is a case. The case would be a case like Rabbi Yoshaya's case. Rabbi Yoshaya says like this, if you l'chatchila set aside two chata'ot, so l'chatchila you set aside two chata'ot for achrayut, you say, you know what, if something happens to chata's number one, I don't want to be in a position, I come to Yerushalayim, I find I don't have a carbon. That's all I need, start draining the cup, I have to get home in time for the weekend. So what I'm going to do is like this. I'll set aside a Karban Chatzos. Then I'll take another animal and I'll make a tnai on it. And I'll say, if something happens to this Karban Chatzos, gets a mum, gets whatever the case is, then I want this other animal to be available as a Karban Chatzos. Now, Tosfos Tainis, so then it's a tnai. So then if it's left over, it was never kadosh. And if it isn't a tnai, how did it become kaddish? You can't make a second animal kaddish for a chatos. You can't be marked with two chatos at one time. So the case is a mad case. It's not possible. The answer states that that itself is part of the halakha l'maisha mitzina. That somebody who sets aside a chatas with that type of tnai, that's the din. One of the din is that it's roya. But the Torah says that is money that was meyuchet for a chatas, and you have to use that money, the equivalent of roya, or an animal equivalent of roya. Actual roya. So if I set aside, says Rabbi Oshaya, two chataot for achrayut, then I mitchaper with one, and the other one is roya. Now, what in the world does this have to do with avud? We're looking at the case of avud. This is an avud. Says Rashi, well, we could have asked that, but says Tosfos, that's crazy. What do you mean, could have asked that, but? But all the case you're looking for is the case of avud. Don't bring me a case that isn't avud and say, here's my beautiful answer, and say, well, I could have thought about the minor problem that this isn't the case of avud. That doesn't make any sense. Therefore, Tainus Tosfos, of course it's talking about avud. But what it means is, normally the case of avud is now that it's lost, I'm going to go be mafresh another chatas. But if lechatchila had set aside another chatas in the eventuality that something was wrong with this chatas, then that's not called lemisa asa. That's what Rebbe is saying. So given a case of Rebbe Oshaya, that lechatchila had another chatas for achrayas, and now indeed it gets lost. So in that case, Rebbe holds that the din would be, whichever one I bring, I bring, and whichever one is left over is Raya and not Mesa. So that's what Shmuel is referring to, except for a minor problem, which is that the problem is that is a classic Meiser Pesach. Somebody brings a carbon Pesach with one held in reserve. So he says, look, I'm setting aside these two animals. If something happens to my carbon Pesach, I mean, I have one left over. If not, it'll be a shlomi. And that's a Meiser Pesach, carbon shlomi. No one in his right mind ever suggested anywhere that a Pesach like that would be carved as a raya, and we have to wait till it gets a mum. That is the case of the price of Meiser Pesach. So again, how could Shmuel say that kosher b'chatas raya b'pesach raya? It's not even true, if this is the case. Meiser Pesach is not Raya. So whether we look to the right, look to the left, try to change what he holds by the Chatas, holds like Rebbe, holds like Rabbanan, holds like, my God, it doesn't work out for one reason or another. Something is wrong with his Siman. Answers the Gemara, you're right. You know what? Shmuel doesn't hold either of Rebbe or of the Rabbanan. There's a third sheet. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon's shita is chamesh chataot metot, that all cases of a chatas that was lost or a chatas that's been nischapru ba'alei ba'acheres across the board without any variations, he holds the halakha l'moshe mi-Sinai with keveya misa for a chatas nischapru ba'alei ba'acheres. Period. I don't care when it was, I don't care where it was, I don't care what the Siba was, if a Bailam is Mishapra Bacharis, boom, this one is Misa. So that's what Shmuel was saying. In which case, it's very true. Every single Chatas, which was Mesa, in a case of Avuda, indeed, by the Pesach, would become Shlomi. Beautiful. Except for one minor problem, which is that Shmuel said, but if it's Raya, the Pesach is Raya. According to Rabbi Shimon, there is no Raya. Says the Gemara, but Raya the Rabbi Shimon less like Klal. So then, how could Shmuel have said a Simon that if it's Raya, so then the Pesach would be Raya if Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of Raya? Oh, no, you know, Shmuel never said that. All that Shmuel, you thought that's what Shmuel meant. Silly, silly. What Shmuel really meant was only to tell you the klal that kol chadakamar. He only said one thing: kol shebechatat meita, but pesach karev shlomi. That's all he said. He didn't say anything about but if it would be raya. You thought he meant but if it would be raya, but now that you understand, he holds of Rabbi Shimon, So then he didn't say anything about Roya. There's no such case by Avuda. So Sister Gemara said, then I said, then he's saying nothing. So the Micah Mashma, what's he doing? He's repeating the Mishnah. That's all he's saying. If Shmuel holds that every single Chatas Avud is Mesa, so what is he saying? That all Avudim by a Pesach are Karev Shlomi. The Mishnah says that a Pesach Shenimtza Acher Shechita is, in fact, Karev Shlomi. So that's all he's saying. He's repeating the Mishnah. Thank you very much. Repeating the Mishnah in a way that drives us crazy. We have no idea what he's referring to. We have no idea. He's not adding anything rational. There's no logic in it. He's making a simon. If somebody is a parish of Mishnah, I don't understand what would be the purpose of making such a crazy statement. That doesn't make sense. Says the Gemara, oh yes, it does. Because he's coming le'afuke min Rabbi Yochanan. Remember that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, a Pesach is only Karev Shlomim if it's found after the act of Shechita. What Shmuel is saying is, gentlemen, if this thing is Avud, then by definition it was Avud after Chatzos. Because before Chatzos it's not called Avud. But since I hold of Rabbi Zeira, by definition, Avod Acher Chatzos will never be Nitche B'Yadayim and will always be Karev Shlomi. Therefore, I want you to know, the same way you understand that I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon, I don't give a hang when this thing was Avod. Bottom line is, the Chatzos is Mesa, we'll get it straight. Exactly the same thing is true by a Pesach. I will start shouting at me, but wait, Shmuel, what if it was Avod before Chatzos? Come on, guys, that's not called Avod. So now everything makes perfectly good sense. He's putting in stark relief the dinim of avuda, what avuda means, and clarifying to us that once you hold that you need to have a kvius of the din of Pesach by Chatzos, then lamaisa every single Pesach which is found out of Chatzos, namely every Pesach that was ever avuda, which by definition has to be was found after Chatzos. Because it was found before Chatzos, it wasn't Avuda. So every single Pesach Avuda, I don't care, you shechted it after, you shechted, I don't care. It's always kosher as a shlomi. To which Rabbi Yochanan says, good Lord, what are you talking about? Since I don't hold of Rabbi Zeira, I hold of Rava. If a Pesach was Avud after Chatzos, you find it now in the afternoon at 8 o'clock, and now you go ahead and shecht it, you can't bring it as a shlomi to the other one. Because you were not chid b'yadayim. Therefore, comes on Rabbi Yochanan and says, no, not true. Only a Pesach, no Pesach is carved shlomi for Zavuda. Unless it was only found after Shechita. So now the machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel, boils down to the machlokas of Rav and Rabbi Zeira. It's just that in the context, meanwhile, we're able to explore the concept of Avud, why it is in fact that before Chatzos it makes no nafkamina, the relationship of Chatzos, Hamesos, and Roeh. It's just a beautiful sugya, but in terms of its content, when you boil it down rationally, the nafkamina between the two shitas, Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, is the nafkamina between Rava and Rabbi Zeira. Since, according to Rava, the only thing that matters is if this carbon is standing in front of me when I shech the other one, then I'm pushing it away via dayim and I can't bring it as a shlomi. It turns out that there's such a thing as a Pesach that had been offered. I find it right before Shechita and I can't be marked of it as a shlomi. Whereas according to Shmuel, any Pesach that was offered is by definition a shlomi. Because if it was offered, you must have found it at least 1 minute after Chatzos. And if you found it 1 minute after Chatzos, then it's already not kavu as a Pesach, and you cannot be derechet b'yadayim. So it'll be a shlomim anyway. Perfect. Now, l'maisa, there's an ika d'yamri, in which we attempt, in the beginning of this, to take the easy way out. And instead of trying to figure out what Shmuel holds by Chatzos to answer his comparison, instead, we said, okay, you know what? Let's change what we assumed he held by Pesach. What was our problem? Our problem was that we assumed the elder Rebbe Zeir. So therefore we said, so come on, so I mean, where's the case? Here it's the opposite by a Korban Pesach. If you're elder Rebbe Zeir and you find it, and it's standing there in front of you, the din is that it still bars a shlomi. And when it comes to chatas, in that case, it's roya. So how do you explain it? Simple answer. Who says I hold the Rebbe Zeir? I hold the Rabba. And according to Rabba, in that case, indeed, by Pesach, it's also roya, because I was matzah b'yadai. So we could have taken that easy way out. Let's watch what happens when we try to take that easy way out. Lishnachrina. Here's the other lashon where we try to take the easy way out, and we see that we're forced right back in to what we said here. So, starting from the words, but how could you say that in an equivalent case, if you hold like the Rabbana by the Chatas, that, let's take a look by the, let's get back into it, gentlemen. Turn back to Amud Aleph, let's just read the beginning of the question, and then switch to Amud Beis where we change the lashon. Okay, so we'll remember exactly where we're all. Asks the Gemara. V'harei avuda. See that? Harei avuda? It's like three lines above, one third of the way up. V'harei avuda b'shat hafrashat l'rabbonan. If you hold according to the Rabbanan who say avuda b'shat hafrashat is roya, d'tzan hifrish chatato v'avda. You went ahead and lost your carbon chatas. While it was lost, you went ahead and you mafresh another chatas. Now you find it. And they're both standing in front of you. What's the din? Achat miyam tikarei b'shniyat tamur divrei Rebbe. But the chachomim say, no, the only time a chatas is mesa is shenim tzeit liachash nitchapro abalim. They had to be missing entirely at the time of Shechita. At any point that the Chatas would have been found before the other Chatas was used, the din would be Raya. I, the Ilu, the Pesach. But the problem is that the equivalent case in a Korban Pesach, if you hold of Rebbe Zeira, and it was Avad, and you found it after Chatzais, even though you found it Kaidam Shechita, it would be Karav Shlomi. But according to the Chachomim, it would be Raya. Back to Amud Beis. This is the place where we try the alternative. The simple answer is to say, aha, but that's only true on Leva to Rebbe Zeira. Because according to Rebbe Zeira, Chatzais is what defines its Kviyut as a Pesach. But if you hold that Shechita is Keveya, not Chatzais, so then indeed the Korban Pesach that was found in that case and was there at the time of Shechita would be exactly what Rabbanan said. Any Pesach that is found before the act of Shechita cannot be brought as a Shlomi, which is exactly what the Rabbanan said about a Chatas. The Chatas that is found before the Shechita. So the Bialim word, yet this chapra ba'akeres, the din is that it's raya. Perfect. There, so Shmuel makes a very simple comparison. Answers the Gemara now on Amud Beis, in this version. V'ilu pesach echad ovan nimzach achzos kanem shchidikar shlami. No! Shmuel karabba svirale. Shmuel doesn't hold the Rebbe Zeira. Shmuel is a rabba. Rabba says that shchita is kevei, even argues it was rabba, but we changed the rabbi, I mentioned it yesterday, we changed it like rabbi. That Shechita is Keveya, not the time of Chatzais. So since Shechita is Keveya, it works out to be exactly what the Chachomim said by Chatas. Asks the Gemara, so then what was Rabbi Yochanan arguing about? Rabbi Yochanan exclaims in response to Shmuel's Maimer, oh no! Ein a pesach karav shlomim ela shenimtza achar shchita avokedim shchita lo. I understand that. That's exactly what Shmuel just said. So why is Rabbi Yochanan arguing if that's what Shmuel just said? Shmuel just said you can't bring a pesach as a shlomim if it was found before shchita. Is that what he said? And therefore, it's similar to the din of what the Chachamim said by the Chatas. So what, Rabbi Yochanan is repeating Shmuel and arguing on him? Ooh. Alma Shchita Kav. In other words, you see, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Shchita is Koveya, but Bichlal the Shmuel Sarvachatzos Kava. There's no way that Shmuel can hold the same thing as Rabbi Yochanan if they're arguing. So it must be that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Zera, and that Chatzos is Koveya, not like Rabba. So now we're stuck. We can't change what Shmuel holds by Pesach. Therefore, we have to change what he holds by Chatas. Now we run right back into where we were forced to run in the first Lashon. That Shmuel doesn't hold like the Rabbanan. He holds like Rebbe. The Omer Avud Elamisa Azma. I, as we asked in Olah Alevo, if you say that, according to Rebbe Mesa, all Avudim are Mesas. Whereas by Pesach, even if you hold of Rebbe Zera, you have to agree that if it's found before Chatzos, that the din is that it's Roya, Kasava Kayim Chatzos Lav Avudu. He holds that before Chatzos, it's not called Avudim. Shmuel only said his mimer of a simon to compare Avudim, and he holds Chatzos is Kaveya by the Pesach. So by definition, if it's Avud, it was found after Chatzos. If it's not Avud, he wasn't talking about a case where it's not Avud. Asks the Gemara, but then what was the case of Roya? Continues on the Gemara to say Rebbe Hoshaya, but Rebbe Hoshaya doesn't work, we end up with Rebbe Shimon. Then we ask, but Rebbe Shimon doesn't work, we end up saying same thing we said. Shmuel never said the part about Roya. But basically, the second approach funnels us right back into where we were. It just made the attempt of trying to get Shmuel to work out by a simple solution that he holds a Rebbe Zera by Pesach, which equals the Chachamim by Chatas, proves that that's impossible because Rabbi Yochanan then would be saying the same thing as Shmuel, and ends up funneling us back till we get to the point of recognizing that, you know what, that was the whole Machlokas. Exactly. Rabbi Yochanan was saying it's Shita that's Kaveya, it's Shmuel that's saying that Chatzos is Kaveya, and this was just a very complicated way of saying something that we had already learned yesterday, but then meanwhile forced us to confront equivalent nafkaminas by the case of the Korban Chatas as well. Okay? So this was the sugya of Temuras Chatas, of Temuras Pesach, and of Pesach Sha'avda. I think we'll just, let's just review it briefly, la halacha, how we came out. We ended up coming out very, very simply that the din is that a Korban Pesach that was lost and found, and meanwhile I went ahead and I had used another Korban Pesach, that Korban Pesach is brought as a shlamim. Always. Everybody agrees it's brought as a shlamim. Whichever. Yeah. Now if, I mean in this case it's only the originals available. The only nafkamina that we have is a small nafkamina, which is, what if I find it before Shkita? That's where the nafkamina is. What if I find it before Shkita? So now it depends. If you hold that the only time that Shkita will be Deicha Pesach, if it was Kavu as a Korban Pesach at Chatzos, which is what Rabbi Zera says, then if I found it after Chatzos, makes no nafkamina if I find it before Shkita, after Shkita. It's also brought as a Shlomo. If you hold that whenever you find a Korban Pesach, since I could check there's a Korban Pesach if I want to, so if I go ahead and I don't, so it's as if I'm pushing it away, then therefore that's the one case where the Pesach that was lost would not be Korav as a Shlomim. Fine. So that would be a case of Roya. When Rabbi Yoshua was Makabel from his Rabbein that there's such a thing as a Temuras Pesach that is not Korav, which was a big Kiddush, because we always thought that a Temuras Pesach is L'chatchila meant as a Korban Shlomim. It's just a strange way of making a Korban Shlomim. The guy wanted to, meanwhile, burn again, and while he brings his Shlomim. So he goes out and he's over a lot of the Arisa to make a Temura. But the bottom line is, he's still bringing a Korban Shlomim. So I would have thought, what's Nafkamina, when, what, where? I mean, you made a Temura, it's always going to be a Shlomim. Oh! Comes along the Rabbeim of Rabbi Akiva, of Rabbi Yoshua, and they told him, you should know, it's not so partial. it's possible to have a Tmuras Pesach, which will be Nidcha. I don't know, when would that be? How would it be? Says Rabbi Akiva, I'll explain it to you. Basically, it's the same din as a Pesach that was lost. See, if the Tumura itself is made before Chatzais, and you were Deichet B'Yadayim, then it's not brought as a Shlom. Either according to Rashi, because the Tumura itself could be brought as the Pesach, Zatosus understands Rashi. Or because since it is theoretically a stand-in for a Korban Pesach, that's an act of Dechia even for a Tumura. It's a big Kiddush. But either way, it's a big Kiddush. The question is, at what point do we mean that if it was made a Tumura, does that mean if I made it a Tumura before Shechita, or if the original Pesach would have been Nidcha? That was two Lashonos in Rava, which Lamaisa we ended up saying, we proved from the Braisa, that even if you just were Koveya, the Kedusha of the Tumura, on a Pesach that had been Dachui, it's also not being brought as a Shlomi direct. Fine. There is, well, the Machlokas, Rabbi Nos, Rabba and Rabbi Zeir also kicks in. Do I mean that it was before Chatzais? Or do I mean that it was before Shechita? Good. Whatever it means, it means. But the point is that the Tumuras Pesach is a unique halacha in Korban Pesach, that it shayach either for the Tumura itself to be the Pesach, or a Tumura is a conceptual Pesach. Memela, it's shayach to Dichui, even though it's always meant as a Shlom. That's all. Also, again, afterwards, today, after getting that straight, that's in yesterday, what we did today was we examined the relationship of the concept of Avuda Bechlal. That Avuda can only mean it's Avuda at a time that it's shayach to use it. That became very clear. And that we pointed out that the same distinctions that we find by the Korban Pesach in whether it was there B'Shach Shechita or wasn't there B'Shach Shechita ends up becoming extremely important in the Machlokas of Rebbe and the Chachamim B'Negeah Chatas Sha'avta. Because according to the Rabbanan, if the Chatas was present at the time of the Kaparas HaBayim, that's not considered to be a Chatas in Eschapu Ba'aleh B'Acheres. It's not a Chatas HaMesa. It is a Chatas which is Raya. The relationship of that, the Pesach, that already is dependent in the Machlokas of Rabba and Rabbi Zeira, as the Sugya ends up coming out in the Machlokas of Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. So even though this sounded extremely esoteric on the surface, Lamaisa, it's extremely straightforward. It's a very simple Sugya, except that it involves Musagim that come from Tumura, so it sounded complicated. Now let's do Tafzadik Zayin. Four is into eight. Oh no, you tell me tomorrow. Oh,
I have a plumber coming in.
Run. Amashmu. Kol shebechatas meis bepesach karav shlamim. Kol shebechatas ro'ah bepesach nami ro'ah. Rabbi Yochanan, no, ain't pesach karav shlamim. Excuse me. Elo shedim tzeach shechita. V'kodim shechita loy. Maskel Rabbi Yosef, what kind of klal is that? Chatas shavu shnasa is l'riyazla. If it wasn't also avud, the Omer of Shimon Malakish Chatas shavu shnasa, and it was never avud. Ro'ino taki ilu yomedet bebet hakvarot. Viro'ah, it's not meta. Whereas Pesach, that's mamish, the classic Pesach, which is Karav Shlomi. The Tanya Kesev, L'Rabbi is a Pesach la'alya. Kishomer im Kesev, L'Rabbi is a Pesach sha'over shanasai. Or other Shlomi that are boy machmas. Those are complicated. The other Shlomi, my boy machmas. But for God's sake, Pesach sha'over shanasai is the most straightforward one. That the din is, kol mitzvah shem Shlomi, din im smicha, and the sachim, to the schaz of a sheik. To teach me that an eitz isn't on the aliyah. So what kind of simon is this? Says Shmuel. I'm not talking about other dechuyim. Even avud, says the Gemara, that's still not a good simon. For instance, avud b'shas hafrosh. According to Rabbanan by achatas, it's ozul riyad. It's not. Yifrish chatatova avda. Yifrish acheret tachtea. And now, nimtzeit arishona before the kaparat ha-baalim. The Chachamim omrim ein chatat meta Ela shenimtzeit liyachar shenitchapru ba'alim. So that was according to the Chachamim. At any point that was kodem shenitchapru ba'alim, it's roya. But if you hold of Rabbi Zeira, a Pesach, where it's avod, and nimtze achar chatzeis, if it's before Shechita, it's still going to be korev shlomim, because chatzos was koveya, not Shechita, leave it to Rabbi Zeira. Yeah, but you know what? Shmuel, by chatzos, holds like Rabbi, who holds that avod is lamita azla, no matter what. So, but it still doesn't work out. According to Rabbi, kol avoda is mesa. Whereas a Pesach is only Mesef who was Avud Acha Chatzais. Let's say, was Avud Kodem Chatzais, Venimtza Kodem Chatzais. So then even Rabbi Zera would have agreed that it's Roya. That's because I'm only talking about Avud. Kodem Chatzais is not Avud, it's Dachui. Get a Rava, the Omar Rava, when it comes to Chatas, Rabbi would also agree that Avidat Laila Lav Avidahi, and then in that case it would be Roya. There's no chatos ameisa if I find it during the night. Melo raya. It says, what's a raya? The Rebbe Yechem Ashkachas la? Kid a Rebbe Yoshaya. The Omer of Yoshaya. Hit vishtei chataot la achrayut. Hit chaper beachat mehem. Vishnia tera eh. But, a Pesach Yagam is Kerv Shlomi. Okay, so Shmuel holds a Rebbe Shimon. The Omer, chamesh chataot ameitot. Under any and all circumstances. So then there's no case of Roy at all. You're right. Shmuel Nami, Chodakama, all Shmuel said was kosher b'chatat meita, the Pesachar of Shlomi. So then he's not saying anything. He's just reading the Mishnah. No, he's teaching us Afukim Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, ain't Pesachar of Shlomi, all Shnim Tzahaka Chatzot. Shachashchit, Avon Nignimtze, Kaidim Shchit online. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, Shchit is Kaveh, in which case it is possible to find a case where it was Avud and will not be brought as a Shlomi. Therefore, says Shmuel, no siri. If it was Avud, then by definition it was found after Chatzos. And if it was found after Chatzos, Chatzos is Kaveh, and therefore it's always brought as a Shlomi. Kamash Shalom, Chatzot is Kaveh. Lishnach Rina, going back to the words for Ilu v'Pesah, in this version, we attempt to say that Shmuel holds like Rabba, not like Reb Zeira. Shmuel Garabba Svirle, the Yomar Shchita is Kevea. When the cover of Yochanan Allah, Eina Pesach Kar of Shlomi, Melech Nimzach Shchita, Avo Kedem Shchita Lo, Ama Shchita is Kava. So doesn't that mean that Shmuel holds that Chatzos is Kevea? You're right. Okay, let's try changing what Shmuel holds by Chatzos. Shmuel holds like Rebbe, Gomer Avidul Mitzasa. Same question we asked before, so call Avidul Rebbe Mason. So, Lebe Pesach, Echadov Akanim Chatzais, Zinza Akanim Chatzais Zeraya, Kasav Akanim Chatzais Lav Avidu, etc., etc., etc. And Kasav Akanim Chatzais is Kavah, whereas Rebbe Yochanan holds that Shechita is Kavah.